This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, a preview of the Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic and a look at the golden ticket at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. First, it just may be a universal truth, one of the best ways to reach teens is with and through music. The Music Resource Center Cincinnati is a multifaceted teen program that uses recording and performing arts, as well as life skills mentoring to create a sense of empowerment and accomplishment in the urban community. Joining us to look at how music is being used to engage and empower local teens, our Music Resource Center Cincinnati Program Director Josh Elstro, member Devonna Martin, and Sean Riney, Director of the Eagle Center for Community Engaged Learning at Xavier University, and a Music Resource Center board member. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Sean, Josh, and Devonna, thank you all for being here this afternoon.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Josh, start off by telling us how the Music Resource Center in Cincinnati got its start.
As I was just sitting here thinking about that story, I realized it almost goes back 10 years now, which is crazy to think about. So Karen D'Agostino, our executive director, she just saw the need for a way to engage youth in our community back in 2005. And then just through her fandom of Dave Matthews Band, she saw they helped start what's actually our sister site in Charlottesville, Virginia. Almost, I think, 20 years ago now, and said, wow, that's an amazing program. Music is really an awesome way to engage kids, get them excited about something. So she pulled me in 2008, and we just have been kind of struggling and building it to piece by piece, and it's crazy to think, if you can come see our facility, how much it's grown. And what, like, an amazing thing she and our board and the kids have all kind of accomplished and built.
Well, where is the facility, Josh, and what is it like?
So we're located on 3032 Woodburn Avenue. That's over in the Evanston, East Walnut Hills area. And we have just such a huge, expansive space full of rehearsal rooms. So we have four rehearsal rooms that are outfitted with any instrument you would need if you want to get started on your first, you know, singer-songwriter project or rock band, jazz band, whatever. And then we also have, like, digital production space. So kids who are doing hip-hop beat making, EDM production, or even doing, like, song demos of whatever instrument they play, we have four spaces to do that. And then as they graduate and show that they're developing skills, we have a full multi-track recording studio, which I think is incredible. We just opened it about 2 months ago. It's honestly, I've spent a lot of time in studios around town. It's like one of the best rooms in the city. But then these kids get to access it for only $2 a month. As long as they show they're learning, they respect the space, they can go in and use it.
Well, you've also got a radio station that's more recent, that started in the past year or so.
Yeah, so the radio station officially launched in April. We call it 95.7 MRC. So don't change the dial now, but if you go over to 95.7 right after this show.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. you can hear music that's all produced in that building by Cincinnati area teens. It's all original content by them. That's our agreement with the FCC, is it's all going to be built, stuff made in the building by these guys. And it's now, just in the past couple months, starting to move into actual show production. So kids are starting to help produce, like, stingers and things like that, but also doing our first talk shows and that kind of stuff.
Sean, why is there a need? Why is this a good fit for Cincinnati to have a program like this?
Well, it's a perfect fit when you think about our music history, but it's a better fit when you think about the landscape of music education over the last 5 to 10 years, and how music and arts are getting pushed out of schools. It's usually the first thing to get cut in a school budget. And, you know, music's kind of a gateway to a lot of other subjects, and music's a great way when you can foster that creativity to encourage someone to be better at math, be better at science, do better in school, be better at home, have a better life, better friendships, better relationships. These are the things that Karen and Josh talk about all the time, which I think are equally as important as the technology and the technical training that Josh provides that I don't even understand, that these kids grasp right away. But it's about the relationships they build with each other. So, I mean, music's pretty universal, and it fills a need. Then you think about the obvious things. It's an after-school program. So when the Resource Center open, is when school's out, and that's when teens have a lot of time. And if you don't have an athletic activity you're doing, or you don't have transportation to get someplace, you can get to the Resource Center, you can work on your songs, and you can do that, you know, with professional staff there working with you hand in hand, teaching you music skills, and you get to foster that with classmates from all across the city, all across really, I don't want to say across the county, but certainly, you know, from throughout the area, sort of all in the same space.
Devonda, how did you get involved with the Music Resource Center?
Well, when I first started the Music Resource Center, it was last year, the beginning of the school year, but I was going to multiple other studios and they were like waxing me. So when I found MRC and it's like a staff member that was there, came to my school and was rapping and everything and handing us cards. So I'm just like, I should check it out. So one day my brother Imani took me over there and like I just loved it ever since, and I came every day.
When you say, you said waxing you, they were waxing, what exactly does that
mean? It's like they was just like putting so much money on the studios only for like a few hours.
Okay.
And when I found MRC, they was only like two hours a month, like $2 a month. So it was kind of good. And then like you can do every single thing there much more than you can do at the actual expensive studios.
Well, what kinds of things have you learned at MRC?
I learned to definitely create other tracks with other artists, like different types of form of music that I like in my songs. Like, and it's just like at the MRC, I just learned to able to build like a kind of relationship with other people and get to hear other people's music and how they express theirs.
Do you have plans to pursue this in any further?
Yes.
Do this in college
yes.
or beyond?
My major dream is to graduate college and also be famous. So,
well, we hope you accomplish that.
Yes.
Good for you. You've got a lot of ambition there. Do you work strictly digital, or do you play an instrument as well?
I used to play guitar, but I stopped because like I actually liked the actual digital beat making and everything. So I prefer beat making.
Joshua, what kinds of audio production do the kids learn here? How advanced can they get with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that helps me kind of add on to something Devonda was saying about collaborating with other people and it only being $2 a month is the fact that I think it's so much more than what you get even if you do go to a studio and you're paying 40, 50, 60, however many dollars an hour is like we're there for the purpose of like just pushing you along to whatever your goal is. So there's really no kind of end to the type of things you can produce there. As long as it's audio related, we'll find a way to do it. And my background being there so long and kind of a broad passion for music, I'm just ready to jump in with whatever they throw at me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I spend a lot of time doing like hip hop production with people like Devonda, and then some EDM production. But then kids throw all kinds of stuff at me. If it's a jazz band that comes in, we do a more like improvisational, you know, just jam sesh for 10 minutes or whatever. It's like, all right, let's do it. And we'll record that. Or, we also have a kid right now who's doing a film score for a movie that's just like a small independent film. And he came in, he was trying to like play a DVD and then try to play along and remember what he played, score it right into the software, and just being able to show him, okay, well, the software does so much of this for you is something like you don't get that at another studio. They're just like, here's our room, you can use it as long as you're paying me. It's really awesome to be able to offer that.
It does sound great. So they can get into some pretty advanced techniques at this.
Yeah,
this
and again, like I've been in other rooms around the city, and it's truly on the same level of what you can get at another professional studio. And it's as long as you come in and you're respecting what we ask of you, the kind of the culture, and like Devonda and I both say, like kind of the family that we have developed there. As long as you're willing to be a part of that, then we'll take you as far as you want to go.
Let's listen to an example of a piece that was done at the Music Resource Center. This one, it's called Fly.
F-L-Y, forever living young, focusing on the money, but the party like we young. We party until the sun, come up until they kick us out. Get into the money, now it's commas in my bank account. Crew stay soaked, cause pockets never see a drought. Where you getting money, confidence that he reflects the doubt. That we on route, to the stars and partying on Mars. No catching us up in bars and saving it for the birds. While we think bigger than large, just have to be a hater, you will end up where you start. I'ma keep it gutter, not the time to play the part, cause I'm F-L-Y, but lethal like a shark. I fell in love with money, now it's money for a part. For a feature or to meet you, look, I blew up to a star. Shout out to that money, cause that
That's impressive. What's the story behind Fly? Who produced that?
So that's a young man named Gene. He just finished school, I think a year ago now. So he started at the studio, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And finally, in his final couple months, because once kids graduate and they move on to college, move on to jobs, they're no longer eligible to attend. So his last couple months, he finished like a mixtape or type of album type thing. So this was something that he did. It's all original production by him. So the instrumental that you heard that he's rapping to is all him. But when he first started those 4 or 5 years ago, I mean, he was a guy. He's always such a nice guy, but he kind of, in terms of confidence, the way he spoke was like a very mumbling, you know, kind of doesn't really make eye contact so well. And through just having that community of a place to come and do the thing you love around other kids that love doing it, and then adults, you know, myself, the other staff, volunteers who are there out of our passion for music, he just found this place that's comfortable, you know, and that's kind of the end result, is he did that and I think 9 or so other tracks as of like a final product, and now it plays on 95.7 MRC probably a couple times a day.
Devonna, how have you benefited from being part of this?
I have, like, grown, like, my fan base. Like, at MRC, I've produced, like, an album last year, and I'm working on, actually, my second one there. And, like, I have actually grown, expanded, like, my name and everything across the city. I'm getting more people telling me, like, oh, yeah, you need to make another album at MRC. And I actually had, like, 3 or 4 friends to come up there and actually do MRC because they sing or, you know, play instruments or anything. I have, like, 3 friends that come up there now. So it's very, very good. Like, it helped me grow. So I'm just like, yes.
So personal growth. You've gotten personal growth out of this. Yes. They help you with life skills and schooling and everything. Yes. How so?
Okay, like, during, like, with life skills, they just helped me build my confidence because, like Josh was saying, when I first came to MRC, I was super nervous. I never really been in, like, a big facility. I've always been by myself or just with my uncle, like, because we always used to rap. But, like, it just helped me build my confidence. And now I was, like, at first, like, in the beginning, could not walk around bragging about my rapping because my self-esteem was really, really low. Now I'm confident, and, you know, it just helped me build my future relationships with other friends and just build my confidence for myself.
Sean, how did you become involved with the Music Resource Center?
Well, so they're in my neighborhood, which is an easy thing. But when I started my role at Xavier, this name popped up, Music Resource Center. And I said, well, that sounds really interesting. I'm really interested in music nonprofits. It relates to the work I do at the center with connecting the university to nonprofits and learning. And stopped by to meet Karen and really was blown away. I mean, it's hard for Josh to do justice to explain the technology, the equipment, the facilities, the sense of home in this space. And it's a very unassuming space on Woodburn. We get passed by all the time and folks don't realize what's happening behind these doors. And in the last year, they've even grown to a performance space, which is, you know, significant. But it really captured me. I mean, I've been a local musician for 20 plus years. I'm actually not even on my second album. So Devonna's ahead of me.
There you go, Devonna.
You know, and I've been a part of this music culture for a long time, and music education and mentoring and passing it down is kind of in the core of a lot of the folks who play music here in town. And I have just been really blown away every time I've walked in the doors, and I've seen Devonna perform at we do monthly dinners. So we invite family and members to come on the last Thursday of the month. We have dinner together. Josh works with the members, coordinates a diverse lineup that performs on a stage, a full stage with a lighting rig and everything else. So you talk about things like the confidence piece that Devonna was talking about. It's that chance to fail or succeed right there that MRC gives them as well. So it's not just being isolated in a studio booth and working on your beats or working on your song. It's opportunities. And Josh has worked real hard to actually get members out performing at other events. So, you know, we've got members that have performed as part of festivals that have been on bills. Will be at the Midpoint Music Festival. So as part of one of their free stages in Washington Park, some members are going to perform at that on Saturday during the festival. So it's really an opportunity to get out there. And that's an opportunity that not every musician gets. And so if it's facilitated through MRC, what a great start.
Josh, how many musicians come in and work with the kids?
In terms of musicians, it's always a rotating variety. We have a pretty good connections with UC that we often get like great interns from their e-media department and then volunteers from CCM sometimes. Sean's helped us with great volunteers from Xavier. And then we have some more like kind of regular people who are like a foundation of the local music scene that have really taken onto the program. So like John Curley from the Afghan Whigs spends his Monday afternoons just hanging out in the studio, jumping in with the kids and working with them. Yoni Wolf from the group Y, he's been teaching with us every week for the past year. He has a couple piano and drum students, and it's a lot of fun, especially because, you know, they're such unassuming, just great personal people when we get these musicians that come in, and we have, like, music videos that play in the lobby, so, you know, those guys will pop up, and they'll be like, you know, is that my, you know, the guy who was helping me record my song last week? Yeah, on Letterman? Yes.
Have you had that experience, Devonna?
No, I was supposed to sign up for piano lessons with Yoni, but he's, like, incredibly busy. So I have to actually talk to him, like, in a personal way. Like, you know, hey, I need the piano room today.
Yeah.
And that's a need. That's an opportunity for us, too, because music lessons are another great piece of membership. So you get music lessons as part of your membership. And, you know, I'd say having more opportunities, more local musicians who could come in. And Josh has a great approach to it. It's not this rigorous 10-week music lesson plan. It's about exposure. It's about generating interest in an instrument. It's getting someone who might not be thinking about learning an organic instrument to pick it up because it's right there. It's in the studio, and you've got someone who'll show you how to get past the first few chords.
Let's hear some more music. This is Oh Glory. Hey, Josh, tell us a little bit about that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was a band called Sophie's Dream. It's mostly kids that go to Walnut Hills, but then like kind of from all around the city that play with them as well. So some of those kids were regulars throughout their high school career, and then they came to us about a year ago where they were like, we want to do our full-length album. So we kind of like just lived in the studio, and they just became like a fixture for an entire month. And we did 10 or 12 songs with them. And that was one that we ended up putting on. We did like a best of release for 2015. So it's all stuff that's been made in the last year or two that is on Bandcamp, mrccincy.bandcamp.com, I think. And you can get there from our website and stuff as well. So it's just really cool to see the diversity of stuff that comes through the door. You know, I just had a kid who was in that band just called me up a couple days ago, and now we're producing like an EP of metal songs, you know, that he's now doing with somebody else from like another school. And it's just cool how it just branches and grows and kids see how far they can take their projects.
So who's eligible? How do kids get involved in this?
So any teen who's grades 7 through 12 can join. We stay within the Cincinnati area, but I've even had, you know, people who are just here for the summer as an exchange student from another country that have joined. This is what they want to do with their time in the States. Yeah. So any teen grades 7 through 12 can join. It's only $2 per month, and we just ask that they fill out a membership form, go through some orientation. And then if I can also point out, you might have noticed in the music we've played, there's no like foul, inappropriate language.
Right.
And that's...
Is that one of the rules?
I hate to use the word rule. The way I like to explain it and put it is...
Is he mean? Devon is smiling.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, I was these kids' age, and there was a lot of, you know, select words that were in the music I was listening to. So it's like, I understand where they're coming from, but we say it's, you know, one of our strongest core values is respect. Out of respect
very good.
For anyone who would come in the building... we just want to make sure that the stuff we have to say is, if we want to talk about sort of the darker things in life, let's put it in a positive, more constructive light. Let's just not glorify it so that anyone can come in this building and feel like, oh, I'm comfortable. I feel like there's something positive being worked on, and I want to be a part of that.
Well, Josh, Sean, and Devonna, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Music Resource Center Cincinnati Program Director Josh Elstro, member Devonna Martin, and Sean Riney, Director of the Igel Center for Community Engaged Learning at Xavier University, and a Music Resource Center board member. Coming up, we'll get a taste of what's in store at the Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.
But I haven't seen you in forever. I know it's summer, but right now I'm still feeling the cold weather.